Yesterday in Shir, we reached the Gemara in Bava Tzedakah Kodesh. Not in the Mishnah, but the Gemara. What I'd like to do now is understand that Gemara internally a little bit more, and also see how it feeds back into our sugya back home, Bava Kama Dafna Bava. We had seen the Mishnah in Bava Tzedakah prescribes Yachloku, in a case where we're not sure who owns something, and we have a calf or a young eved, and we're not sure whether they're subject to a kinyan or not. So we're not sure if the mocher transferred ownership, let's say, of the calf to the lokeach or not. Question of timing. either he did or he didn't. Either belonged to the mocher, it still belongs to the mocher, or the kinyan was valid. The kinyan applied to the vlad. The vlad now belongs to the lokeach. The Mishnah prescribes yachloku. Gemara was bothered. How come yachloku? The Gemara did not immediately say, "Why are we calling someone?" The Gemara said, "Yachloku. Why are you using yachloku? There's something better to say, namely, Harutu Mechavel Araya. This is the one on the mosek, most likely the mocha." So the Gemara said, "Well, what did the Gemara answer?" The Gemara implies, "You're right. We should have said mosek with." And it must be, what? It must be. So it's a case with no mosque. Okay, there is no mosque because it's not his bagam. It's not in anyone's personal possession. It's out in the wilderness. So that's what Gemara. So that's what I'm saying. We would have said mosque is rule number one, but it's not relevant. So we move down to yachloku. The Gemara says, one second. Yachloku is not only not rule number one, it's not even rule number two. Rule number two, if rule number one fails, there's no mukhsar to rely on. The second thing we should have done is looked at who owned it yesterday. We should have looked at Cheskas Mara Kama. Okay, so which of the Gemara says, Cheskas Mara Kama? Well, this Mishnah must be following Sumchas, who puts Yachloku ahead of Cheskas Mara Kama. Or to use the language that we picked up in Bava Basra with Daf Lamed Hey, Sukkos puts Drards of Amona ahead of Marakama. Although one party he owns the Marakama, the Mocher is obviously the Marakama on the calf. We don't know if he still owns the calf. We do know that yesterday he owned the calf. Before the king took place, clearly he owned the calf. So he's the Marakama. The Sukkos says, despite the fact that the Mocher and only the Mocher is the Marakama, the calf is not Marakama, but since both Mocher and the calf have Drards of Amona, so the Gerard Demona they both have is a stronger factor than the Marakama that only the Mocher has, and that's why we say Yachloku instead of Mocher wins. That's what the Gemara says. And we spoke about Tosus as a mixed idea. The Gemara didn't say Ella. The Gemara said that there was a Tosus as soon as the way I just said. That we didn't back off of anything. And we're still working on Metas Baga. And the Sumchus is just tinkering. The Sumchus is just saying, the Yachlok, the Drar Demona, should take precedence over Marakam. So, the first of the two questions left off with yesterday was Minei Bei Internal, just sort of understand what? What's that? Hanlin, I get it. This take precedence, that take precedence. What's going on? What's this all about? So, the Kutras HaSfeikas raises a fascinating, more narrow question, which ends up breaking the whole sugya open. Here's a technical question, and as you know so often the case, a technical question can lead to very broad, big, misogynistic answers. This technical question is, in a certain sense, is a havistira between Bava Kama and Bava Kama Beis and Bava Tia Dafka. Not Bava Kama Ralf, but Bava Kama Beis. What's this here? Doesn't present exactly as a seer, but more or less. He says, I understand. What was the question that were raised about Kama and Bava Kama Beis? But how about the Chavrel Varaya?
Nishan, right?
No. What was the Gemara wonder about? Fundamental question about how about the Chavrel Varaya? Where's it come from? Nishan Raya? Where's it come from? Why should I say Why should I follow Moshe? The Gemara had a pasuk, the Gemara had a svara, we handled it, Yeshua, this and that. And what's the relationship to the pasuk and the svara? The Gemara certainly works hard to find one or more sources for the din of Amotzi Mechavero, all of Harayah. You come to Bava Matzia, Dav Kof, the Gemara first trots out, well, there's a rule of Amotzi Mechavero, Harayah, that's good. The Gemara says, okay, this month, Hachamai Eskino, make it a kimtub shot. As we say that the general sound of the Mishnah Torah, a particular subcase, don't let a case of Omedes Bagan, there is Amotzi Mechavero, Harayah. And the Gemara's next idea is, well, but how about Cheskas Marakam? So Frank the Kuntz at Sekas, where did that come from? The first concept that you brought out, we worked hard to figure out where it comes from. Amotzi Mechavero, Harayah. Oh, it comes from a puzzle, it comes from a star. And then you, Cheskas Marakam, what's that? Where did that come from? Why is that true? Why is that a halacha concept? Well, you can take a look inside. That's his opening question. Roy Liz Bone, he says, Chesed Marakam, where did it come from? He knows that's Lina Basra. Who says we follow it all? Because Baba Kam and Baba Bey tells us, Chesed Kasamama, meaning Mukhzo, we worked on it. Svara, Pasad. But Chesed Marakam, and you should have like Mukhzo, bro. No one had present possession. So who did you follow Marakam? Where would that come from? Where did that come from? The Kuntz of Sekas has two fascinating answers. The first thing he says is, well, maybe Chesed Marakama comes from Parshas Metzora. Maybe it comes from Chul Dafyur Mebeis. Meaning, option one is maybe Chesed Marakama is, he says, what does that sound like? What does it sound like to you? I say, well, we don't know who owns it now. We know that yesterday Reuven owned it. So in the absence of, we're not sure whether that changed or not. So in the absence of clear knowledge whether the status changed, we'll assume their pre-existing status that Reuven still owns it. This is what does that sound like? Chazak de Meikara, right? That sounds like Parshas Metzora. That sounds like Chum Dafyur Mebeis. That's a different Chazak de Meikara. I don't know whether the dough used to be tar. Maybe now it's tamer, maybe not. So Chazaka tells us, treat it though it's still tar. Ten seconds ago, I looked at the nega. It was larger than the requisite shear. It was more than a gris. I don't know whether that changed. So Chazaka tells me, we'll assume it's still yeser b'kigris. A woman was single. She left town 3 years ago. She comes home. We're not sure. She's still single. Did she get married? So Chazaka, that may not be the only factor, but Chazaka tells me, Cheskas Panuya, Chazaka tells me if she was single when she left, we don't know whether that's changed, we'll assume, Chazaka tells me to assume that she's still single. Chazaka the Meikar tells me to assume it still belongs to Reuven. Yesterday the calf belonged to Reuven, that may not have changed. So Chazaka the Meikar still belongs to Reuven. That's his first approach. This is an example of Chazaka the Meikar. Chazaka the Meikar, the world of Mammonus, is called Cheskas Marakam, Chazaka of the first owner, the prior owner. It's just an application in the world of the Mammonus of the principle of Chazaka the Meikar. Well, good. That's pretty simple. What's the first chink in the armor? He says, there is no way of looking at it also. He says, then you have to figure out, so why does Sumchas disagree? If Chachamar is saying there's Mosuk, and then there's Chazak and the Meikar, and then there's Yachloku, and what? Sumchas doesn't hold from Chazak and the Meikar? Really? You know, that's a Chiddush. I mean, Sumchas doesn't hold of Cheskas Iser, of Cheskas Penuya, of Cheskas Tame, of Cheskas Tar? Wow! That's pretty important. We never came across that elsewhere in Shas, that Sumchas rejects the whole concept of Chazak and the Meikar. Yikes! He says, really? All it is this one Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf. That's how I know that Sumchas never holds up Chazak to Ekara. He says, that's a little overwhelming. He says, nah, it can't be that. Avadi holds up Chazak to Ekara. Aye. So what's Sumchas saying? The Sumchas is saying, but Deror de Mamona. The Chazak to Ekara still exists for Sumchas. It's just number three. Why? Because Deror de Mamona is more powerful. Why? Because he says, what does Dror Dimona do? Let's come back to that. He says, maybe Dror, he holds the Marakam, he holds Dror Dimona is more powerful. Okay. Maybe. But then he says, or maybe, Chazak and the Kurd doesn't apply Dima. That's the Kurd of Sayyid's second approach. He says, approach number one is that, again, two ways of thinking about Chesed's Marakama. Approach number one is that it's just Chazak and the Meikar. Status quo. Right? Then he says, yeah, there's another way, and that's how the this first side in the Chakira. Yeah? Let's see. You said, who cares? Well, first let's develop what it might be, and then let's talk about it. The Kitsos, the Prince Rake is his brother, famously sticks right over here. He says, yes, Chazak the Chazkas Marakama is an example of Chazak Nekar. But his brother says, I have an intriguing suggestion. And, you know, let's take a look inside. Let's take a look inside, then we'll take more questions. Let's take a look inside in the fourth paragraph, it's pretty here, the things that take us. He says, maybe not. Maybe Cheskas Marakama, the Mammon, lo mechazaka kama de beisur as. The other problem is, maybe it's not really a chazak nekar. What's wrong with saying it's chazak nekar? Why can't it be a chazak nekar? Well, maybe it's more than that. And also, many demons don't transfer. We divide halacha into two or three major fields. There's a world of demon ominous, there's a world of isur v'heter, there's a world of tum and tahar. And there are a lot of rules that don't carry over one another. The Gemara often say that. Isur mitumah le'alfinon, isur mimamona le'alfinon. There are many dinim or halachic principles that don't carry over from one section of halacha to another section of halacha. So just because the Torah teaches us that there's a rule of chazaka d'neikara in the world of iser, we often call chazaka d'neikara cheskas iser, it doesn't necessarily carry over. It's a world of dollars and cents. It's a world of dinim amas, national music. So it says, maybe it's not Chazak Nekar. What else could it be? Maybe it's another form. So it has to come from somewhere. Come to Nekar Mariah came from somewhere. He said, oh, maybe version number one is that Cheskas Marakama comes from a pasuk in Mitzora and a Gemara in Chulin. It's a version of Chazak Nekar. Option number two that the Kuntz HaSekis develops is maybe it comes from a pasuk in Yisro and a Gemara Bava Kama and Bava Mabit. Maybe this is another variation of muhsak. To be in possession, one way to be concerned in possession of it, it's in my domain, is physically, it's geographically in my space right now. So that makes me a muhsak. Maybe there's another way of making me a muhsak. I won't be quite as much a muhsak, but I can also be deemed a muhsak, not by any present facts, but by the fact that yesterday it was known to belong to me. That also makes me a little bit of a muhsak. Won't give me ten muhsak points, it'll give me seven muhsak points. Right? So muhsak dahashta, actually having present possession, classic muhsak, that's the strongest rule. That's number one. But the government said, look, if we can't make you a muhsak right now, we can't make you a muhsak because of present data, we can at least give you a little bit of a muhsak status based on past data. And the truth is, if you look in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which you have in front of you, look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf, Kuf, Amud Aleph. Take a look at the little letter Gimel. The Gemara said, oh, it's Almenos Ba'agam. Almenos B'simtra. There's no Muxik Dehashta. There's no present Muxik because it's out in the wilderness or it's on the street corner, in the sidewalk. And then the Gemara says, four or five lines into the Gemara. I have a Nukba Cheskas Marakama. Well, let's follow the Cheskas Marakama. And the Gemara then says, V'lehevi Idach Hamotze Mechadeiro Alav Haraya. Says, if we'll deem you to be the Marakama, then we'll say to the other fellow, Hamotze Mechadeiro Alav Haraya. So the language of the Gemara itself sounds like this is actually a type of Muchzakas. It's a weaker type of muchzakis. I could be deemed a muchzak in most fine monetary situations. It's A versus Dina Mamad is almost invariably A versus B. It's a bilateral situation. I want something, I'm suing you, you're suing me, whatever it is. So typically we're going to deem, not maybe always, but in most cases we're going to deem one person as the muchzak. Who? So the Tunchas Reker says, well, the best way to deem someone a muchzak is because he has present possession of it. But if there is no present possession, so then prior ownership can also make it a muchzak. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That's also, this again, this second sad in the Chakira, what's the nature of Cheskes Marakama? Is it an application of Chazaka to Meikara, or is it a form of Muchzaka? Not only is, and again, the Ktsos is a strong adherent of Tzad number one. But his brother raises both and seems to favor Tzad number two. Kuntras HaSfekas favors Tzad number two. That's the first version, it's a form of Muchzakas. And it's a simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kof. Gemara invokes the terminology Amotzei Mechavei Varaya in the context of Chazak Nekar. It sounds like it's a form of Muchzakas. And there are several indications in Rishonim as well. There are several indications in Rishonim as well. Number one is the Tosfos in Bava Basra. Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosfos says, Lamed Hey Amrav. You saw this yesterday. It's a classic example of what the Gemara called Musul Ramel Adinish Lamadite. If you weren't sensitized to a certain issue, you might have seen it and not even noticed. We read this Tosfos, we weren't aware that there's what to discuss about the nature of Marakama, and now that you're aware of it, we look at the same Tosfos with new open eyes. It is Tosfos to the bottom of the name of the Bible, just the first few lines. Eloch has become, we spent time in the Tosfos yesterday. Eloch has become off the Tosfos. The fact is the Gemara in Bava Basra is wondering how come we're not passing Achaloku. It doesn't mean we pass like Tosfos. Just be the part of me, didn't be part of me. The fact that we raise that as a question, don't think that proves that we pass like Sophos. No. You don't have to pass like Sophos to hold the Yachlokas. The Akarlok Liga Le Hassan Bashoel, the only reason why the Machlokas is the Parish Bashoel is not, Tosfos wants to say, that the Chum rejects Yachlokas entirely, it's just that it's lower on the totem pole. How do Tosfos say that? The reason why in Hashoel, in Bar Mitzia Daf Kuf, the Chachamim would not say Yachloku, it's not because they never hold Yachloku, it's because they prefer to follow instead the what? The Chazaket de Nimona, the Mufsa. Umusminan, the Cheskes Marakam. We're referring to Tosfos refers to Cheskes Marakama, which is the Gemara's endpoint, as Chazaka de Mamona, which usually means Mufsa. You could try to, crawl out of it, but the simple reading of Tosfos aligns with the simple reading of the Gemara, which aligns with the Kuntras HaSekis, that Chazaka, Cheskes Marakama is a Mufsa. Now, Nazakai asked before a great question, which is now even greater. Because now we have two tzadim in the Chakira, and his question was essentially, that's not for me. What do I care? Chazak to make is a true principle. Muchzak is a true principle. Okay, and Cheskes Marakama works. Either it works because what's under the hood, what's the engine that's driving it? Well, it's this or that. But who cares? What's enough gemina whether it's Chazak to make or whether it's a form of Muchzak? Either way, it works. Shkoyach. If I have a muksak, so we follow the muksak dasha. If not, we'll follow marakam. Where we pass on the chacham against samuchas, we'll follow marakam. Why should it matter? What strength does one have that the other one doesn't have? Yeah, what do you want to say? No. Right. One thing we know about chazaka, what did you say, Ari?
I was going to say, it wasn't you hold it as a form of muksa, then should we could hear anything come up higher on the pole, the total pole, than let's say,
Great. So let's talk about both points. Number one, in terms of nafka, in terms of a nafka mina between the two, so the Krishna Seika says, rov, right? One of the things we know is one of the weaknesses of chazaka to meikara is it loses to rov. Ruba chazaka, ruba other. Muchzak wins over rov. I believe Pasuk like Shmuel, they ain't hold the mamon after a rov. So Rov beats a Chazak in the Ekara, but Rov loses in the presence of a Muslim. So the Krishna Sefer points out that's where it's going to matter. When you have a Cheskes Marakama against a Rov. I know that it belonged to this guy yesterday. It probably changed. He probably sold it, but I'm not sure. So if you hold like the Kutsos, so then look, all that Marakama is merely Chazak de Meikara. Chazak de Meikara is very nice, but if there's a row, Chazak de Meikara withers away. So we're going to follow a row. But if you say like the Kunsh Sasekis, side number two, no, it's not merely Chazak de Meikara. This is a form of Muchzakas. So then already there's a lot to be said. Well, one can argue, maybe it's not absolutely self-evident, one can say there's certainly room to argue that even this weaker form of Muchzakas also will neutralize the robe, and Cheskes Marakama would win, and the robe would lose. And then Ari would point to him that not only is there a practical nafkamina, it also impacts the way we think about the whole sugya. Because what's fascinating is for the Kuntras HaSvekas, so Muchzak is obviously Muchzak, Cheskes Marakama is a form of Muchzakas, and then Durar de Mamona is also, as the Kuntras HaSvekas quoted earlier from Beis Anatosis and Tai Zion Bab Metzia, somebody showing him understanding Durar de Mamona also is like a form of Muchzakas. Tosis says, at least one or two places, that Simcha sees both of them as being Muchzakas. Because I have a Durar de Mamona, you have a Durar de Mamona, so I'm Muchzak and you're Muchzak. And that's fascinating. Because what emerges, if you put all the pieces together, you assume all these pieces. So now, we had left off yesterday, we opened today with, the first thing we'd like to do is sort of just figure out, like, what seems like a random hierarchy of just A, B, and C in Bav Metzia.com. Muchzak, Marakama, you Durar de Mamona, what order? All of a sudden, is that just a random collection of different dinim, which would be okay also? It's actually potentially three different versions of Muchzakas. And then Machlokas, Sumchas, and Chachamim is much more Gishmak. There are different grounds to deem someone a Muchzak. There's present possession, and then there's nothing present but knowing that he used to own it. And then there's something else, which is Durar de Mamona, that there's the natural possibility that he owns it now. Right? The way Tosis above Baba Baswam Hand Bays and the Migash define Durar de Mamona, that the situation itself indicates he may own it. So these are three different types of grounds, all doing the same thing. Present possession, known prior possession, and the situation indicating naturally that may be mine, are all ways of deeming me a Muslim. And the machlokas is, okay, which is the best, strongest way of deeming me a Muslim? The way Tosis, again, the way Tosis in Bava Metzia says, everyone agrees, present possession is clearly the best. Everyone agrees, Muslim Tahashta wins. But the question, when it comes down to Marakama versus Durar de Mamona, which one is stronger, which one is weaker? That's an interesting question. The Chachamim say, yeah, if there's no Marakama, we'll say Yachalokum. If there's a Marakama, that's better. That's a better way of determining who's the Muslim. And Simcha says, no, I think Durar de Mamona is more powerful. yes, I don't know that you ever owned it, but there's reason to believe that you own it now. I'm sorry. Correct. And therefore, since we're both Mufzakim, Yachlokim.
How do you get to a case of the drug in the water without a Chassid Smarakama? Both. If you have a Chassid Smarakama on top of the drug in the moon, of course, you're supposed to get both the drugs in the moon, one person has an extra level of Mufzakim.
Right. And Sumcha says that you have drugs on your half.
But I have equal drugs in the moon.
Correct. I have drugs on my half. And the fact that I have drawn on my half outweighs your marakama on this half.
That's fine, but I have people drawn
to you. And that's why we share it half.
Right, I have drawn on your drawn, but I also
have all the stuff. But who cares? The drawn is more powerful. Just like if we know that you, if I'm wearing a shirt that everyone knows you owned yesterday. If I'm wearing a shirt that everyone owns, knows you owned yesterday. Right? So you're the Marakama, I'm the Mufzak Dashka.
Thursday.
Right. So we say the Marakama is worthless. Why? If you say like the Kunsh Dashvekas, it's worthless because the Mufzak Dashka. Present possession is a better way of determining Mufzakus, and therefore we ignore the Marakama. Right? It's the same thing. Sumchas would say the Drudge Ramona is a better way than Marakama determining Mufzakus, therefore we ignore the Marakama, and we define Mufzakus based on the best factor.
The Drudge Ramona work exists because there is a suffix.
Okay.
Whether or not the customer
account
means
anything.
I mean, since the other person has.
You're trying to understand the logic of someone's. Why Drymona trumps. Mm-hmm. Right, Marakama is about yesterday. So it's on the one hand, Marakama is very powerful that it's not just possession. We know for sure he owned yesterday. But on the other hand, it was yesterday. And Drymona is about now. Mufzak is also about now. Right? Yeah. And Mufzak wins over Marakama. Even though I could have argued Mark Amish would. Mark, I know he owned the USA. Mufzak, I don't know anything about now, I just see that it's in his possession. But yet, Mufzak wins. So Sumchus would say, look, Drudge Ramona is about now. It's not a very powerful statement, it's just there's reason to believe it might be his, but it's about now. Mark Amish is a very powerful statement, but it's about yesterday. So okay, you hear the Svaras of Kalam Khan. And again, going back to the Kunsh Sasekis' core point which he opened, once they're all versions of Mufzakus, so they all ultimately flow from the Svara, or perhaps the Pasuk, and this is where Ari was taking us. In other words, it impacts the way you look at the whole Sugya. And now it's gorgeous. It's all a question of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia Daf Kuf is now unpacking the details of the next steps of the story, the beginning of the story which appeared in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf is unpacking what began in Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav. The Makata from the Vedic Gemara says, we have a principle of Mosemet of Araya, comes from a Svara, a Pasuk, particularly as we saw from the Pnei Yeshua in Svaras Yaakov. You might start with a Svara, but you need a Pasuk to push it all the way, to go to the Shmuel extent of Shmuel, and presumably you also need a Pasuk to push it just all the way to other types of Mufzakas. Mufzak is based on Marakama, Mufzak is based on Drar Jamona, but Metzia Daf Kuf is continuing the work that was begun on Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav. It's working out. What are the different ways of making someone, deeming someone a Mufzak, and what takes precedence? So that's gorgeous. That sings. That's poetry. No, it's gorgeous. And that now, with the Kunsh Sasekis, you now look at the Gemara Bava Metzia. Love. A question, and then one final kasha you deal. Yeah, two questions.
One, it goes back to the first approach, but really now even within the second, why are we looking at this as three different things, which of which is stronger? Because the alternative is so why aren't we saying it's a question of does the other guy have enough of pre-existing proof that it's his that you need to then bring a raya? For example, if he's a mufza, he already has, I guess you'd call it, a claim on it, and therefore you're going to have to bring a raya. If he has Festas Marakama, that that's already a step removed, but that sort of makes him a Mosa. And therefore, you're going to have to bring a Raya. But if you have Jorah de Mamona, you have just as much a claim as he does. There's nobody who's going to have to bring a Raya. You have equal claims, I guess, before you even bring your actual claims in court. You have an equal claim on ownership of that object, so you then have to split it.
Unless one of them can bring a Raya.
Right.
Because all three of these may be ways of establishing who is in that dominant position of Muksuk and the other fellow is Olav Lavi's Harai.
Yeah, but it's not a question of which Muksuk is stronger, it's a question of which one sets
which
up.
Factor is the one that sets the Muksukas. I have to figure out who, are you the Muksuk? Am I the Muksuk? Are we equally Muksuk? Or is no one Muksuk?
Well, it's not really a question of equally, because according to, if you have Jorah de Mamona and Cheskas Marakama, according to some class, you still have Yachloku.
Correct. Zion says that's because Jorah de Mamona renders me a Mosak.
Right, but
and we both have Jorah de Mamona, therefore we're both Mosak.
Then it's not
somewhat similar, not identical. The first mission of Obensia talks about a case where, if you hold on to this Gemara, please. Alright, so this case. Now hold on. Go for it. Alright. So the first the opening mission of Avon is about this case. Shai Mox and Metallus. Right? Each one claims it's his, and now we're both. So again, the Gemara gets into a lot of detail, but the big picture, it sounds like we're both most. And the Gemara handles it. Both most, this case, that case, but in a big overall big picture, we're both most. They just sound like physically, like I'm holding on to half, you're holding on to half. We each most on the half. Jorah de Mamona is more conceptual, but since we both have that connection to it, so we might both, according to Sukkos, be Mufzakim, equally Mufzakim, therefore practically entitled to have.
You're not equally Mufzakim because somebody has Marakam, so it's a question. It's a question of whether the other guy who does not have Marakama has enough of a Mufzak that he's not going, we're not going to say Motsi Mechaber El Haraya. I mean, he's enough of a Mufzak that it's not clear that the other guy has a previous claim on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if Marakam, if Jorah de Mamona is enough, when we have a Marakam and say Yachloku, what we're saying is that it's not about equal Mufzakos on either one. It's a question of, does the guy, which is one of the two people, have a claim on it that the other guy does not, and therefore the other guy who wants it has to bring a Raya, right? I'm going to make a bowl of a Raya. But if he has already, because of Jorah de Mamona, a little bit of a Mufzak himself, then that offsets the Marakam, even though it's not equal, because he has somewhat of a claim.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. Then I'm not sure it would be 50-50. The fact that 50-50 sounds like, again, if you accept Tosin Baba Tia Daksai Zayin, the Prince of Sages references, that Sumcha sees the two of them as both being Mufzakim. So why is that? That's because since each one has a Jorah de Mamona, it's a better way of defining Mufzakus than looking at what was the story yesterday, and therefore we totally ignore what happened yesterday. That's what sounds like. Does it sound like? Maybe not. One final issue that we want to deal with in the remaining 15 minutes or so is, I don't think more questions. Is it the kasha that our Tosfos in our Gemara asked? The opening Tosfos in the fifth paragraph of Bava Kamma. Ask the question, how do you bring all of this back home to Bava Kamma? We've been ranging far and wide, adventuring in Bava Basra, adventuring in Bava Metzia. We learned a lot about that Yachloku is not merely limited to Simchas. Everyone believes in Jorah de Mamona. The question is just, you know, how powerful is it? But everyone agrees it will at least sometimes apply, right? And that we see from Bava Basra and backed up by Bava Metzia. And we discover in Bava Metzia the rule of Cheskas Marakama. And Tosfos and Bava Metzia had also said, on the one hand, everyone holds a Jorah de Mamona sometimes. but Gemara Bava Basra raises it. You don't have to hold the sumchas to hold the drasha. I want to hold the achloku if there's no moksha and no marakama. Right? And on the other hand, and we're sort of limiting the machlokus from both ends. Everyone holds a drasha d'mamona occasionally, and no one, Tosis claims, holds a drasha d'mamona all the time. Even sumchas doesn't say that yachloku is rule number one. Right? Remember, Tosis had said, Tosis Bavitzia, the Gemara and Bavitzia didn't say Ella. It did not back off of the original answer of the original Kimta that the Mishnah talked about Manas Ba'agam. We remain with that. Even for Sumchas, the Mishnah is talking about Manas Ba'agam. I mean, even Sumchas would say, if someone Mamish has it in his barn, he wins. Another way of saying, even for Sumchas, Mustak is still number one. Right? That's the Tosis in Bava Mitzia Zakum. It's just that Hilzi Achloku is number two, Marakama is number three, with the Chachamim, that would be reversed. Now, there's a simple problem. A simple problem which our Tosis on the Bava Midal raises, which is, one second. So what's going on in our Gemara? Let's come back home. We had Gani start with Sumchas because the Gemara of our Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, the third parak. The Shoshan was Hapara, Nimso over Betzida. What's it then? Mishnah says, Yachloku. Yachloku, right? You pay Revia Nezek. Half of the Chatzi Nezek. You might be Chai Chatzi Nezek on the flood, you might be Chai Zero. So the din is, pay half the Chatzi Nezek, which is Revia Nezek. Essentially, Yachloku. Says the Gemara right away, I'm going to give Shmuel, but here we are back home. But we're coming involved with Allah. I'm going to give him a Shmuel. Because our Mishnah, that he said, Yachloku, Revi, and Ezek, that's Sumchas. Who says, Ma'amut, Lasalt, and Kolkin. The Chachamim say, Zeh, Kol, Gal, Bedin. Ma'amut, and Chavero, Al, Harai. So our Gemara says that our Mishnah is Mutal, and Machlok, between Sumchas and the Chachamim. Sumchus would say Yachloku, which now I have learned Bava Basra means Dror Demona carries the day. There is certain Dror Demona here, because right? It's clear from the story that the Shor man may have the Mazik of Lad. Chacham would say no Mochzik wins. Now I have learned Bava Metzia, we come back to Bava Kama, we say, if there's a Mochzik, the Mochzik, so then everyone should say, right? There's a Gemara that's why he's doing Dayak Bava Metzia. They even Sumchus agrees that Mochzik takes precedence of Yachloku. Here the Gemara seems to say, no, Sumchus says Yachloku, Chachamim say Amos and Mechor El Raya. And for Sumchus, Yachloku trumps, someone's Mochzik on what's going on here. No? Who's Moshe? So Tosa says, take a look. Tosa says, well, what's the solution? Tosa says, well, we had this problem of Mitzia also. But how do Yachloku? We say, hey, Yachloku, what do you mean Yachloku? Hamotzi nechaveh l'arayim. What was our solution? What was the solution of the Gemara about Mitzia? Amez Ba'agam. It must be a Torah case where there is no Mufzik Tashkut. So says Taisus, take a look inside. In the meaning of Rabbi Yisai. Shoshana Sapara, Zut, that's just the name of the parent. Dear Masel, Zut, Divrei Sumchus. Tema! Rabbi says, this is a shocking Gemara. The parent has Shoal Hashma, the Lomar Sumchus, that's all good. El Zom, the Ba'agam. That Bashan. Those two moments, yes. Point down. Read the Gemara slowly and carefully. It sounds like Sumchus only says Yachloku when there's no Mufzik. No Mufzik Dahashta. Gavya Machlok Par Bachamor. The part of the Gemara, we're looking at it. The Gemara says, Amai Yachloku, Menefsh Mishut Amai Kaim, but why is he Yachloku? Amar Shmuel Bo Menzes Ba'ai Gam, Ah, must be because there's no Mufzik Dahashta. Then the Gemara, he's Chajin, the Gemara Mufzik Dahashta. Upar, and then the Gemara goes on to ask, yeah, but still, Nikma Cheskes Mar Kaima, there's no Chazak Dahashta, but there is Mechaskes Mar Kaima. And he goes, well, how many Sumchasi? Midala Amar Ella, since the Gemara didn't say Ella Hamani Sumchasi, Mashal Lahar Debe Mishnah Nikama. It sounds like we did not back off of the original answer, and then it's brought down. What are you going to do here? Our Gemara seems to present a clash of titans. Hamotze Mecharel Haraya versus Echol. Tosa says, I'll tell you the answer. The Gemara didn't say it here. We'll probably have to use the same solution that the Gemara Bavitzi used. Here too, Omedas Ba'agam. No one's a Muchzuk. No one's a Muchzuk. And that's why it's merely Marakama versus Rosh Hashanah. That's what's going on.
What's the Muchzuk and what's the Marakama?
Ooh, so Frecht, Noah, 1 second. What's Omed Ba'agam? In the case of Metzia, the question was, who owns this item? It was an item, an object, a physical object which was under contention. Was I ever machnif to you the calf, or no, and therefore I retain ownership of the calf? So the bone of contention is who owns the calf. So the location of the calf is going to be dispositive. If the calf is located in someone's backyard, someone's barn, he's now the muchzuk on the calf. Here, though, it sounds like it's a question not of an item, but of cash. Right? It's not who owns the shor, who owns the para, who owns the vlad. Everyone agrees the Baal HaPara owns the vlad. And the Baal HaPara is saying, I own the vlad, and you owe me money for the damage caused to my vlad. And the Baal HaShor says, you own the vlad, but I don't owe you any money because I didn't cause damage to your vlad. It's a question of what happened. And it's not a question who owns. The Baal HaPara is not saying to the Baal HaShor, you have my item. He's saying, you owe me cash. You owe me money. So who's the muksuk? The Baal HaShor. Exactly. I'm muksuk on my money. But whenever you say, I owe you money, I'm the muksuk on my cash. You claim you're entitled to something. I say, no. I'm the muksuk on my cash. What? The Baal HaShor's bank account is out in the forest? I didn't have Omedas Ba'adah. That's strange answer of Tosis. And Tosis introduces us, in order to make this work, Tosis introduces us to a fascinating first kind of Baba Kama type of thinking. It's actually a beautiful segue into the next Ritzim. The next time we get together, we start Chazara tomorrow, next time we get together to go weiter, we're going weiter in the first parak. First parak talks about different types of mazikin. We'll see very quickly. So you saw the Mishnayos already, different avos mazikin, each one with its own quirks. So here we're talking about the avnezek of karet. We'll spend some time later trying to define what karet means, but this is literally karet. This is a shar that gored a para. So there are some uniquenesses about how in a case, if a particular case of, and my animal be mazik is classified as karen, number one, you only pay, often only pay chati nezek, as our Mishnah references. There's another thing, which is, there are other limitations, and in Daf Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that, see, that there's limited, the second thing is there's limited liability. It's something that Tanan talked about. That I only pay, if I cause if my shor gored your para and caused $200 of damage, I'm only going to pay $100 chatzin nezek, or the value of my shor, whichever is less. If I have a dog, which if you had a pet chihuahua, and your pet chihuahua is a very rare breed, a Pekingese pet chihuahua, and it's worth like $5,000. And my mixed breed, my little poodle that's only worth $20, viciously attacks your chihuahua and inflicts $2,000 of damage onto your fragile chihuahua. So you say $2,000 of damage, it's Karen, assuming that's Karen. So Chatzin Nezek, $1,000. No, $1,000, but it's limited to the total value of my poodle. So if my poodle's only worth $20, all I owe you is $20. That's called Migufo. I can only pay from the goof of the mazik. Now listen carefully. On Daf Lamed Gimel, there's a Mishnah, and the Gemara points out that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Why is it? See, that wants to know, why is it that not only is it limited to Chatzin Nezek, but also limited liability, it's capped at the total value of the mazik. Rabbi Akiva understands, and he calls Yuchlan Ashar, that what happens by Karen is when my animal is mazik, you, the nizak, take possession of a chunk of my shard. Not just I owe you money, but the amount I owe you, you actually became a partner in the shard hamazik. And that's why the total amount you can get from me is limited to the total value of the shard hamazik. Because all you're entitled to, in the case of you were damaged by Keren, is you get to have a stake in the shard hamazik, up to the whole value of the shard hamazik. Sorry, no pun intended. But if I caused you my $20 poodle caused $2,000 worth of damage, all you're getting is equity in the poodle. So the maximum you can get is 100%. You can only 100% the poodle, but that's it. So Tosfos says, evolved. Is it according to Rishmal it's going to be difficult? According to Rekiva, because according to Rishmal, it's just, I owe you X dollars. The coin to Rekiva is not I owe you X dollars. By every other mazik, by Bar and Eish and other mazik and Shane and Regal, I owe you money. So it's like if I borrowed money, I owe you money. If I hired you to do work for me, I owe you money. But Rekiva says, Karen isn't that way. Karen, you actually own a chunk of a... It's a question of who owns it now. If I say I didn't cause you a head nezek, that means you don't own a chalik of my shar. You say I did cause you a nezek. You claim you do own, not just I owe you money. You own, with an N, a piece of my stock in my shar. Equity in my shar. So Tosa says, Gavalt, the coin to Akiva, this case only works because it's Karen. So it's not a question of do I owe you money? It's a question of how much of my shor do you now own? Only the amount that corresponds to the nezek to the mother para, or even a little bit more that corresponds to the nezek of the vlad. And since it's an argument according to Akiva over who owns it, so now the question is not just cash, fungible cash, I owe you an amount of money, it's an actual physical, tangible item. How much of the shor hamazik do you now own? And if that's the case, so now the question is, so Shiloh, who owns the para, or how much of the para do you own? And now we have to ask ourselves, who's muslik on the para? Now that becomes a relevant question. If it's a question of you're getting money from me, I'm always muslik on my money. But it's a question of how much of my shor do you now own? Well, who's muslik on it? So as Tosa says, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says it's yuchla hashar, that by keren, the nizak actually takes ownership, takes equity in the shor hamazik. So then we can say, well, if the shor is omed, it's a shayla, it's a din Torah over the actual tangible shor. So that then, if the baal hashar, or the former baal hashar, is muslik on the shor, so then he's muslik. But if it's Omedes Va'adam, then already he's not muslik. Even though the money is his, but the shor is not in his possession. And let's close. I'd be glad to stay afterwards for a question, but I want to be sensitive to time. And I'd like to close it by reading the parallel in the Rashba. We'll read the first half of the Rashba. The second half of the Rashba, he tries to explain how maybe even according to Rabbi Yishmael, we can solve this. I want to look at it, to see. Right, I just want to look, the time is tight. I want to really focus on the first couple lines of the Rashba. The opening shtickle in Rashba, the fifth part of the Bava Tam. Tema, the parakai shalom, mashma, lover, sun, gazel, ba, mez, ba, aga. Of the muftuk bala, ukimosha kasavti shom. Yevalde. But he asks Tosfos Kashuba more briefly, and I'm sure you're aware that's a very, 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 very common phenomenon. That multiple Rishonim in the same Sugya will ask the same Kasha or similar Kashas, and often give the same character or similar territory. Sometimes they will quote each other, and sometimes they will not. Yesh Loma, says Rashba. If you're using Simon of Kuf, Rishos, and the footnotes will they'll be kind on the footnotes to point out to you the parallels. Yesh Lomar, the Hachanam Amez Ba'agam. Here also Amez Ba'agam. right? Which is essentially what Tosa said, right? Here it is, Mezbah Adam. And two La Jews and later, he picks up with Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Shmuel. But before he gets to that, which Tosa got to immediately, he inserts a little bit of an extra. Aval Pisha Kara'ulu Motsi Udibir Chachamim. He says, one second. This answer of Tosa is a little bit surprising, because the Gemara said, Hamotsi Mechaber Ol Haraya. If we're talking about Mezbah Adam, Chacham aren't talking about Muchzuk, they're talking about merely Marakama. Right? The shard is out in the wilderness, but yesterday, before the Nezek, you owned the shard. So the Rashi says, when the Gemara, sometimes they're talking about Muchzuk, the Hashta, not on Mezbah Adam. So what does he answer? What does the Kuntras HaSfeikers, I mean Rashba, answer?
He
says, Rashi says, well, because it's Mcheskas Marakama. So you're right, you're talking about Mezbah Adam, but the Chachamim call it Hamotzim, and the Raya Mufsak up, because after all, they are Mufsak based on Marakama. So here you have, in the Rajba's presentation of Tosas' answer, he slipped in, several centuries before the Kuntras HaSfeikers, we saw the Tosas and Bava Basra sounds like, you might be able to work out right away out of it, Tosas Bava Basra sounds like the Kuntras HaSfeikers, the Rashba here in Bava Kappa, so Tosas and Bava Metzia, Tosas and Bava Basra, sounds like a little bit like the Kuntras HaSfeikers, the Rashba right here in our sugya, in the first couple of lines of Rashba and Peretz, he's already staking out a clear stand that he holds like the Kuntras HaSfeikers in terms of the Chakira of the nature of Cheskas Marakama. It is absolutely a form of Muchzuk. And not only that, the Rashba is pointing out that Tosfos in Bava Kama didn't say it, but was clearly assuming it in the way that he it puts together Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, he is clearly as comfortable with saying that this is Marakama, yet we're calling it Hamotzi Mechazero, Olav Haraya. And now, presumably we'll say, the Rashba goes on to say, I can explain the Gemara according to Rishmal. Alternatively, you would say, Simcha Zatam Rebeir, Tam Rebekiva. So good, the Simcha lines up with Rebbe Kiva, and we will be happy with that. Rabosa, enjoy your lunch. I'm glad I'm hanging around for some more questions.
Can you argue that?